Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 55, including the results from the weekend of October 7th through the 9th, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office, the results show. My name is Tony, and I am one of the Backseat producers. Standard disclaimer, if this is the first time you've ever listened to Backseat Box Office, Backseat Producers, anything like that, you might want to skip this episode and move on to a different episode in the feed. This one is simply the results from Backseat Box Office number 55, which, if you listened, we phoned it in. Literally. It was a rough week last week, recovering after Archon and Sausage Fest and Con Crud and the brutalizing everyone took last week over the scores. Fortunately, I can report to you now, spoiler, this week is a lot better. The lowest score this week was a 20, and everybody did far, far better than last week. Let's go ahead and jump right in and get to what happened. First up, let's go ahead and jump into a voicemail, because this voicemail represents the first 25, and he wasn't alone in getting it. So let's go ahead and listen.
Hey, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad Mace. I'm calling with my picks for this week. Looks like it was a pretty sucky week for everybody. First, I was kind of disappointed with my score, but then I saw I was about in the middle, so I was still disappointed. And hope you guys had a good time at Sausage Fest, and here are my picks. For number one, I have Real Steel. Number two, Ides of March. Number three, Dolphin Tale. Number four, Moneyball. And number five, 50-50. I'm not going to go into a lot of details about why I picked these, but I'm just hoping I do better than last week. So talk to you all later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Tad. Everybody, that was the top five. In fact, let me go ahead and list those for you. Again, number one, Real Steel. That came in number one for the weekend with a gross of $27.3 million. Also in its debut weekend, The Ides of March came in with $10.4 million. Dolphin Tale dropped from first to third, and it grossed $9.1 million this week. Weekend, I should say. Moneyball came in fourth. It went from second to fourth, and it grossed $7.4 million. 50-50 grossed $5.6 million to come in fifth. Courageous came in sixth with $4.8 million. And The Lion King came in seventh, dropping from third to seventh with a gross of $4.5 million this weekend. There's no point in reading anything below that, because none of us picked anything below seventh place, which is all in all pretty good, and part of the reason why the scores are as strong as they are this week. Also with the 25 this week, we had BD, Jeff, and William. Next up, Father Beast and Jonathan both picked Real Steel at number one, Ides of March at number two, Dolphin Tale at number three, Moneyball at number four, and Courageous at number five. Courageous came in sixth. Everything else was perfect. They both scored a 24 on the weekend. Next up, 23s. We had a number of them pick the same. Scott, Art, Mrs. Beast, and Cougaron all picked Real Steel at number one, Ides of March at number two, Dolphin Tale at number three, Moneyball at number four, and The Lion King at number five. The Lion King came in seventh, and they each lost 2 points there. Everything else was perfect. They all scored a 23. Also with a 23, Mark had picked Real Steel at number one, Dolphin Tale at number two, Ides of March at number three. Those two were reversed. Moneyball at number four and 50-50 at number five. Mark got a 23 on the week. Mentally was the sole 22 of the week. She picked Real Steel at number one, Dolphin Tale at number 2, Ides of March at number 3, Moneyball at number 4, and Courageous at number 5. She lost a point each on Dolphin Tale, Ides of March, and Courageous. I came in with a 21 this week. I picked Real Steel and Ides of March in first and second place. Those were correct. Moneyball and 50-50 in third and fourth, with Dolphin Tale in fifth. Unfortunately, Dolphin Tale came in third, Moneyball in fourth, and 50-50 in fifth. So I lost 4 points. I got a 21 on the week. Uriah also got a 21, but he had it a little different way. He got Real Steel at number 1, Moneyball at number 2, Dolphin Tale at number 3, Ides of March at number 4, and 50-50 in 5th. He swapped Ides of March and Moneyball, lost 2 points on each of those, and got a 21. Last, and we can call him least, because it's just Andrew. He ended up with a 20 on the week, the lowest score of the week, far different than how things turned out last week. He selected Real Steel at number 1, Dolphin Tale at number 2, Moneyball at number 3, Ides of March at number 4, and Courageous at number 5. Of course, Ides of March came in at 2nd, so he lost 2 points there. Lost a point for Dolphin Tale, Moneyball, and Courageous. Ended up with a 20 on the week. So everybody did far, far better than last week. Now, I'm going to take just a second and mention Sausage Fest, because we had been talking about it quite a bit. I'm sure it'll come up when the hosts meet again this week. But we do have a special Sausage Fest retrospective. It's not just Sausage Fest, actually. It's Archon in general. There's quite a bit that happened. There's, oddly enough, there are even a few stories that didn't make it in that we realized kind of after the fact. But that is coming, and you can look forward to that. And the Backseat Producers, the next special episode of Backseat Producers that we release probably in a couple weeks, will feature that. Next week also will be Backseat Producers 200 that was recorded at Archon, and we have a nice discussion about all 3 Lord of the Rings movies, Extended Edition. You'll hear Jonathan and Andrew on that as well. One last bit about Archon and Sausage Fest and all that good stuff. Sausage Fest 2010 on Saturday night raised $400 on Saturday night alone. This year, Sausage Fest on Saturday night alone, not counting any of the Indiegogo campaign, not counting anyone who gave me money outside of Sausage Fest, not counting Sausage Fest West, which did also just happen, but Sausage Fest on Saturday night made $802.34, double what we made last year. So it was a rousing success by every measure. Had a great time. Everybody had a great time. It was really telling when we had somebody like Sam, who was one of the major donors. He also flew in and, quite frankly, worked his ass off for us on Saturday evening, helping bar back behind Art, which is not the same Art that participates in Backseat Box Office. This is Artemis Knight, who you might know him from the Bear Swarm crew. He's a fabulous bartender. Bartended for us 2010 and this year. Both Andrew and Sam at different points of the evening backed him up and just knocked it out of the park for us. Anyway, Sam had a great time, you know, despite giving as much as he did, both financially and of his time. And that was kind of my benchmark. If this guy who could spend so much and give so much of his time could walk away saying he'd had a great time and would be back, then I knew we succeeded. We had, all in all, just a lot of wonderful people, a lot of great donations. Just had a wonderful time. Cannot speak highly enough of everyone who helped out. It was wonderful. It was great. Fantastic. Okay, I'm done kissing ass. Let's go ahead and move on to the leaderboard and how it shook out for this, our 5th week. You may notice that a number of asterisks were dropped this week. Also, we had our first mulligan rule that had to go into effect. Because while Rich, you know, we understand that, you know, you did for us, you gave us Sausage Fest West, Backseat Box Office still rolls on, brother. And this was your third week now since you started that you have missed giving us, and I don't think it's consecutive, but this is your third weekend that you have not given us picks. Therefore, you had to take the hit. And luckily for you, you have an average of 22, so you only had to take a hit of a 21 this week, which was lower than average, but still not bad, and only lowered your score slightly. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at the top 10, starting with Uriah. Uriah got a 21 this week. His average is an 18, no asterisk. We have we only have a few people that still have the asterisk. Most of those have either missed a week or started a week or two after everyone else. But for the most part, in the top 10, there's only one person that still has an asterisk, and that's Rich. So go figure. Uriah came in 10th place. He's down from 8. Kugron moved from 10th to 9th. He got a 23 this week, brought his average up to an 18.2. Jonathan and Scott are tied for 7th. Jonathan actually moved up from 8th. Scott stayed in the 7th spot. Jonathan got a 24. Scott got a 23. They're tied with an 18.6 average. Andrew stays in 6th place. His 20 this week brought him to a 19.2. Jeff and Tad remain tied for 4th. They were tied for 4th before. They both got a 25 this week. Their average is a 21.2. I came in third. I was in third last week and am in third this week, if I could learn to speak English. I've got my 21 this week brought me to a 21.4. As mentioned before, Rich had a 22 going into this week, did not participate, has run out of mulligans, so he got scored a 21 this week. His average is now 21.67. He moves from being in a tie for first into second place all by himself. And lastly, not least, at the top of the heap, BD got a 25 this week, and his average is now a 22.6, taking the solo spot at number one. Congratulations, BD. Congratulations on the 25 and for taking one all by yourself. All in all, everyone had a pretty good week, and in fact, there was some positive movement but for some folks in that part of the leaderboard that's actually below 10th place. Father Beast, Mrs. Beast, and Mark all jumped up two spots to actually in order to 12th, 13th, and 14th. So all in all, people are moving around, things are happening. Still early enough that a good scoring week can bring about some drastic swings. The big change this week, William, who previously had an average of a 7, he had participated twice, got a 7 both times this week, nailed 25, and that brought his score from a 7 to a 13. So it sounds low, but and it's still at the bottom of the leaderboard, but that was a considerable swing, so definitely worth mentioning. Good job, William, and good job, everybody. Far, far better scores this week than last. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. I know last week was kind of a funky week. Things coming out late, things seemingly half-assed, phoned in, as it were, literally, where we all phoned in our picks for the week. But I think we're back on track this week, and hopefully we've mostly recovered from Sausage Fest. There are some rough voices in the recording of that Sausage Fest Archon recap that was recorded like 4 days after Archon and Sausage Fest. Sam sounds like he gargled battery acid and then chased it with broken glass. It's pretty rough, but he earned every second of that that voice that he's got. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks for participating. Thanks for having fun with us and for giving us trouble. you are more than welcome to give us trouble when we slack and have a rough week like we did last week. But I can say without a doubt and can speak for both Jonathan and Andrew that we had a blast and it was worth every second of it. Talk to you guys later. Have a great week.